Just about everyone loves fresh, vine-ripened tomatoes, but not all of them.
We like to eat local and organic, but we still haven't gotten over the aesthetic appeal of the perfect tomato. So they often have ones that are bruised or have a little cosmetic malfunction, and it's hard for them to sell those.
Lacey Sandoval figured there ought to be a way to avoid that, so she came up with one. Working with Dan Kedden, the chef at Backyard in Forestville, she suggested to Megan Strom, manager of County Line Harvest, south of Petaluma, that the farm's excess tomatoes could be put to a better use than composting.
She came out with the chefs from Backyard Kitchen in August for a preliminary meeting, and after that meeting, we went directly out into the field to start picking tomatoes. We were all so excited.
Soon thereafter, Sandoval began taking delivery of 500 to 800 pounds of surplus tomatoes each week and turning them into three value-added products.
We made a tomato base similar to kind of a jam. It's a really thick product that just has a little red wine vinegar and some evaporated cane juice added. So that can be used as a tomato base for a sauce or spread on toast or over your eggs or something like that. And then we also made a Bloody Mary mix, which is delicious, nice and spicy. And then we made a simple pasta sauce. Over the course of about 4 weeks, we were able to process over 3,000 pounds of tomatoes and made these non-perishable products that we then sold back to the farm at a very discounted rate so that they could sell them at their farmers market stands. So we're making a little bit of money and the farm's making a little bit of money, but the goal in the end is to work together to cut back on the food waste.
The finished products are wholesaled back to County Line Harvest, where Megan Strom is finding a good market for them.
People are very curious and we have had quite a bit of movement. Nice thing is that we'll be able to have them throughout the winter months. Tomatoes are one of those things that people eat as much as they can during the season, so they're probably still recovering from that. I know I am. But we'll be doing a lot of gift items for holiday sales and into January and February as people start to miss that fresh tomato taste again.
Looking ahead, Sandoval has made plans to build a new commercial kitchen at her Wind and Rye farm in Pengrove, a project that got a big boost from a successful Kickstarter campaign that wrapped up earlier this month. She's hoping that the positive example of her partnership with County Line Harvest will inspire other, smaller farmers to come there and make their own new products. But the ultimate goal, she says, remains reducing waste in multiple forms.
We hear all the time how much we're in a drought and that farmers need to produce more with less, and knowing how much produce goes to waste every week, I felt like maybe the problem isn't producing more. Maybe the problem is dealing with all of the product that we're already coming up with. So why not focus on doing better at not wasting any of the produce?
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.